Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. I just want to know. Acts 1, verses 7 and 8. Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The teacher sits among her class with a brightly decorated box on her lap. There are little ones all around her in silent anticipation. One child grasps his hands together and jumps over and over. She's got them. The children can hardly stand the waiting. They just want to know, "Teacher, what is in the box?" I can only imagine how the disciples must have felt. Here is their dearest friend, Jesus. His death devastated them. His resurrection amazed them. And now the disciples are reaching out with their questions. They had just asked him when he would finally restore the kingdom to Israel. Perhaps they hoped Israel would again dominate the world with rulers like David and Solomon. Israel was currently under the powerful rule of Rome. They hoped that, since Jesus is the one, the Lord's anointed, he would reestablish the kingdom of Israel. Even after all the time they spent with Jesus, they still did not understand his plan. How did Jesus respond? "You don't get to know. It's not for them to know the Father's timing. Only God knows that, and for a reason. We don't need to know when the time will come that God completes his plan. God's kingdom is a spiritual one, not a political one. There will be no overthrowing of earthly power to restore an earthly kingdom. God's plan is one of salvation, of grace and mercy, of redemption." And our response? Let's turn this around. What if we knew the timing of God's plan? Would that knowledge change what you did today? If you knew that his plan wouldn't happen till next week, next year, or not even during your life on earth? Would you and I have the sense of urgency? Would we be as passionate about sharing the gospel with the world? Would we be as concerned about our own faith if we knew the time of either our death or Jesus' return? God in his wisdom tells us, just as he told the disciples, "It is not for you to know." You and I know what we need to know. We have the Word. Everything we need to know about the plan is there. And we have opportunities all around us to share that Word. Do you know what happened right after Jesus said all this? He ascended into heaven right before their eyes. Imagine how they felt. But he had reassured them that they will have all that they need from the Holy Spirit. And they spent years watching and learning from Jesus himself to prepare them to be witnesses. Now they can stand there and gaze upward, or they can and should get to work. The Holy Spirit gives you and I all we need to be witnesses for Jesus. We have the Word. We have his promise to be with us and guide us. We know God's plan of salvation. We don't know when he'll come back to take us all to be with him, but we know that we have today, right now, to tell and tell and tell. Imagine the squeals of the children when the contents of the box are revealed, often no matter what is inside. No matter what may be inside that box, it is nothing compared to the message of Jesus' love, forgiveness, and grace for you, for me, and for all. You and I get to tell people right now. We don't know when the story of our lives here will end, but we know the ending. Jesus' arms welcoming us home with him in heaven. That's something to squeal about, and that's something to tell. We pray. Dearest Jesus, complacency can creep in so easily. The joy and eagerness of telling others about you can fade when we get overwhelmed by tasks and responsibilities. Please forgive me and reach out to me with your loving arm to draw me to your word and then urge me on to tell and tell others about you. In your name I pray, amen. A question to consider. Make a list of things that are at the top of your to-do list. Mark them in order of when you get at them. Then mark them in order of importance for you. Do your markings agree? What makes the first priority for you? How can you be God's witness in any and all of those tasks? May God bless your efforts. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.